Welcome to the Food and Farming podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Lameness is one of the most costly challenges facing British dairy farmers today. With each case amounting to around £330, affected animals produce less milk, take longer to get back in calve, and are more likely to be culled. Addressing lameness incidents on your farm will not only help your bottom line, but also make a big difference to animal welfare and staff morale. My name is Alan McFadden, HDB Knowledge Exchange Manager, and I'm joined today by Dr. James Wilson and Herd Manager David Bacon to talk about the results from a recent AHDB-funded study into whether non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs can reduce rates of claw horn lesions. Hi, James. Please, can you tell us a little about yourself?
Hi, Alan. Yes, sir. So my name is James Wilson. I was a PhD student at the University of Nottingham, completing an AHDB Dairy sponsored PhD programme. I then went on to work at Duchy College for just under a year, and I'm now employed by Nick Bell's company, Herd Health Consultancy, where I'm a foot health consultant working to reduce lameness on farm and conduct a range of commercial and institutional research work as well.
That's great. Turning to David, tell us about the farm and the herd's lameness situation prior to the trials, please.
Hi, I'm David Bacon, so a dairy farmer from Nottinghamshire. So I'm sort of the herd manager, but a partner in the business also, so involved in a lot of the business side of the farm. But I've got a fairly keen interest in the lameness. We've got 550 Holstein Friesians doing 11,200 litres of milk, 305 day yield, that is. So three times a day milking, and they're housed all year round and calving all year round. So before the trial started, as I said before, I was doing a lot of the foot trimming myself. What I was doing was maybe scoring every 2 weeks and then trying to treat as many as I could within the next couple of days, and also just doing a dry trim. So I wasn't doing a lot of preventative trims and purely just trying to get through the workload that I got ahead. And at that time, must have been close to sort of national average of around about 30%. So it was quite a daunting task for one man, I thought at the time. So yeah, very challenging. And obviously the cows performing as they are, it does put a lot of pressure on their feet. I did forget to mention we're on sawdust and mattresses, so not sand. So they could be comfier, but currently we've seen great improvements since we've done the trial with added extras.
That's quite a substantial production from Friesians, never mind anything else, actually. That's actually quite impressive.
Yeah, they're well pushed, but we feel like on the whole we manage them well. You know, they're fed well and treated as well as possible. I must say we're probably not quite doing 11,200 off the Holsteins before the trial, so it's probably closer to 11,000, I'd say. But we've done, you know, we can't all put it down to the improvement in lameness, but I mean, it's probably had a pretty big benefit to all sorts of management improvements, basically.
David, what did you learn from the study and how has your approach changed since?
I learned a hell of a lot, and it was great to be working with some of the guys that were involved, James included, of course, but we had plenty of people to talk to, which is great to be able to pick the minds of the likes of Nick Bell and John Huxley and Martin Green and et cetera, and various foot trimmers also. So what I learned was that the use of NSAIDs have a massive effect on purely treating a lameness lesion and the recovery rate of those animals. But also the sort of, I mean, I have done various courses looking at the anatomy of cow's feet, but the understanding of the anatomy of a cow and how the use of NSAIDs can improve the sort of the dramatic change that happens during calving has really sort of opened my eyes to what is possible, basically, in terms of improving lameness, not only at the sort of coalface in terms of the actual foot trimming, but preventatively how NSAIDs can help.
Could you put a figure on the benefits of the actual trial?
To be fair, James might be better at that. He's probably got more of that information, Alan, sorry.
I'd quite happily like to say a measurable, Dave, on that note.
All right.
What were your aims with your research and what did it involve?
So within the most recent publications surrounding lameness in particular, the importance of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs has really been highlighted in terms of treatment and managing these lesions and also the pain that's derived from them. And we have really strong evidence behind it, and it's a very well understood field in terms of single outcome. You know, we treat a clawhorn lesion, what happens 30 days later, for example. In line with that, we're also getting more understanding of the importance of the transition period and how what's called inflammation during the transition period can lead to animals being more likely to having different diseases later on in that lactation, or effectively the inflammation around transition period can dictate how successful that next lactation is, for example. So with the study that we designed, we were looking at the long-term impact of routine non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug NSAID administration on both calving or transition period and also at lameness events. We used a range of different treatment regimens to that effect. What came out as exceptionally clear following a range of statistical models, which accounted for a range of different metrics, was that animals that were administered anti-inflammatory at their first and subsequent calvings for 3 days at a dose rate appropriate for the product, and likewise for lameness as well at the same time. So they were treated for at calving and then also for 3 days when they're identified as lame following a trim and a block with 3 days of non-steroidal. Those animals were a 10% reduced risk of being lame at any point throughout the study period. So that's 1 in 10 animals in that cohort would not be lame in comparison to animals that just received a trim and a block. The bit that's really staggering as well is the number of animals, when we looked at the risk of slaughter over the 3 year period, the number of animals that were still alive in that group, there's 23 more animals alive in that group in comparison to those animals that received no non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, which is quite a nice story to tell. And there's a huge range of discussions we can have around it. Effectively, we reduced the risk of slaughter and the risk of lameness and severe lameness as well, substantially and significantly.
Is there one piece of advice you'd offer to farmers off the back of your research? What would it be?
The key message that I have is anti-inflammatory usage is critical in managing lameness within the dairy herd, particularly within a cohort of dairy heifers. So we conducted the same experiment within a cohort of adult dairy cows and we made no difference. So it only works if you start administering anti-inflammatory at first calving and first lameness event. If you leave it any later than that, you're missing your money.
Great. And David, do you have any kind of take-home messages from what your experience as well?
Take-home messages for me was exactly what James has just said, really. That obviously NSAIDs have more of a role than just treating. Obviously, they have a massive role to helping a cow feel a lot better on the feet after a lameness incident. But the fact that it's also very, very useful in the preventative, in terms of preventing lameness in the future. And according to the trial, it seems like an absolute no-brainer. So that is not a message I was expecting from the trial, but is obviously very poignant.
No, when I heard about this, I was actually blown away myself, because the numbers are, there's very rarely you can say, here's a cheap product that you can use and the results are obvious immediately. You know, it's quite a rare. So it's kind of one of those nice situations.
Absolutely. And when we actually conducted it's a very crude, but it's important cost benefit analysis on the interventions we carried out within this herd. So we just focused purely on values from this herd, the amount of anti-inflammatory used over the 3 year period, the culling numbers over the 3 year period. So just for this herd, the return on investment was about £1.60 to every pound invested from NSAID usage within the group that we're talking about this evening.
David, what cost benefits did you see from running a trials on your farm?
The added benefits of doing a trial on farm is, as I said earlier, I was doing a lot of the foot trimming prior to the trial. And obviously they're wanting to do quite a substantial bit of research. So they're willing to give you quite a lot of help to get it done, because they obviously want it to be as successful as possible. So within the trial, I carried on doing a lot of the foot trimming, but James also put some hard yards in as well and helped me out with it. So me and him we'd get mobility scores every 2 weeks, and then we'd go to work foot trimming them. So that sort of halved the workload at the time. And obviously the use of NSAIDs on our cows is great. it's a huge benefit. And obviously the trial's proven that it works. So, you know, it was for the health and welfare of the animals. It's great to be involved.
James, what other factors do you think could have added to the benefit of NSAID uses?
So I would say if we're looking to use anti-inflammatory as part of a treatment program, don't get me wrong, it's an absolutely fantastic product, but it isn't a miracle worker. And if we're starting to throw anti-inflammatory at toe necroses, at aggressive complicated white line lesions, for example, don't get me wrong, those animals need that pain relief. But from a lameness outcome perspective, actually the benefit is going to be quite marginal from what our understanding is. So within this study, we focused on what's called the EDPET principle, the early detection and prompt effective treatment principle, wherein we detect lameness very early by fortnightly mobility score. We promptly treat it to between 48 and 72 hours after identification with an effective treatment. So trimming, appropriate trimming, I hasten to add as well, application of orthopedic blocks, and the use of anti-inflammatory. All of those things underpin why this worked. If we were throwing anti-inflammatory at late stage disease, we wouldn't have seen the effects we've seen.
Thank you both for your time. You can find the results of James's research on the website, including a webinar he recorded at the end of last year. For anyone interested in lameness, keep an eye out in July for our new mobility app, which is a quick and convenient way to mobility score your cows. My name is Al McFadden, and thanks for listening.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.